Juneau Mayor Beth Weldon addressed the room before the vote, thanking the public for their continued participation in a years-long debate about how to address avalanche and landslide danger in the city.
This is not a perfect document in any way, shape, or form. I know you're not thrilled with it. I can tell you right now that I'm not thrilled with it, but this is the best what we could probably come up with.
Development restrictions for avalanche zones will remain about the same as the ones in the previous hazard ordinance from 1987, but there's one major change. Landslide regulations will be eliminated from Juneau's city land use code. Many who testified at the meeting praised that change, including Juneau condo owner Mary Ellen Duffy.
Not adopting the landslide maps and new landslide ordinance could avoid a huge economic impact to many of your fellow Juneauites.
Until now, restrictions were similar for both avalanche and landslide zones. That's because the land use code was based on low-resolution hazard maps developed in the 70s, which lumped the two hazards together. But in 2020, the city commissioned new maps made with more precise science. The avalanche zones didn't change much, but the landslide zones did. The new maps placed some neighborhoods in landslide zones for the first time, or upgraded their hazard designations to severe. And that drew backlash from homeowners who were concerned about their ability to get mortgages or insurance policies in those neighborhoods. So, the Assembly adopted the new avalanche maps, but not the landslide ones. Even though the landslide maps won't be used for regulation, the Assembly favored keeping them available on the city's website. And they discussed the possibility of a citywide notification system to keep property owners or would-be renters informed about their risk. Assemblymember Christine Wall said the maps represent the best available information about the hazards. She said her first home in Juneau was in a landslide zone, but she didn't know it at the time.
And shortly after I moved out of that house, five trees went through the house, and luckily no one was hurt, but I, as a person who lived up there, would have loved to have known that the city has information about how serious it is to live there.
City Attorney Robert Palmer helped to draft the new ordinance. He said there's no guarantee that financial institutions will ignore landslide hazards just because the city chose not to adopt the maps.
It's almost a chicken and the egg concept as to did the landslide hazard come first or did the maps come first. Even without the maps, the finance industry, the assessing industry, the lending industries could make their own determinations.
So the unadopted landslide maps will remain online, but they'll come with a disclaimer that says they shouldn't be used to evaluate landslide risk on specific properties. And the Assembly will continue their debate about how to notify people of avalanche hazards. Just before the vote, member Alicia Hughes-Scandies brought up the recent November landslide in Wrangell, which left five people dead and one person still missing.
I, of course, like all of you, hope that that doesn't come to pass in Juneau, but as climate change continues and it does get warmer and wetter, that is a real danger. And so I just want us to be clear-eyed as we go into this.
Juneau does have a history of deadly and destructive landslides, including a massive 1936 landslide that killed 15 people on South Franklin Street. The Assembly says they will continue to discuss what to do about avalanche and landslide threats beyond the maps and land use regulations. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.